WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Singer Billy Paul, who had the 1972 hit Me and Mrs. Jones, died yesterday at the age of 80. He'd been recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. In a moment, we'll hear the story behind this song, a song about an affair with a married woman.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing. Both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now.
Me and Mrs. Jones was written by the songwriting and production duo Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, the founders of Philadelphia International Records, home of the Philly sound. When I spoke with them in 2008, they told me they got the idea for the song while sitting at a downstairs bar they used to go to.
We used to go down there every day, and this guy used to come into to the bar every day. Little guy looked like a judge or something like that, right? So me and Huff, we're watching everything. See, we're songwriters, so we sit, everything we're doing, we're thinking about a song, yes. So we see this guy come in there, we said, okay. Then the next day he come in there again. But when he come in there every day, this girl would come in maybe 10, 15 minutes after he get there. They sit in the same booth, go to the jukebox, play the same songs every day. So me and Huff, we said, oh, that's me and Mrs. Jones or whatever the name we was going to call it. But that's how that song evolved itself. And then when they get ready to leave, he would go his way, she would go hers. So it could have been his daughter, it could have been his niece, it could have been anybody. But we created a story out of this, that there was some kind of romantic connection between these people. And we go upstairs in our office and we wrote the song, Me and Mrs. Jones.
So how come this ended up with a more jazz-like sound to it?
Because Billy is a jazz artist.
Yeah, Billy Paul.
He can sing that type of song.
Yeah, and plus too, you know, it just felt like that. The
yeah,
whole thing
it did.
Just fell in place. I knew Me and Mrs. Jones was going to be a hit because Billy Paul used to perform in all the clubs around here in Philly. So we had recorded Me and Mrs. Jones. We hadn't put it out yet, but Billy was doing it on stage. And the people would tell him to sing that song. He might have to sing it 3-4 times. They had never even heard this song before. But the story was so commonplace and just, I mean, everybody kind of like knew what the end of the story was going to be, you know what I mean? And so it became one of them songs where it fits everyday life.
Yeah, got a thing going on.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing. Both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays a favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones.
Billy Paul died yesterday at age 80.